The news in brief. People have taken to the streets of the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, in another anti-US demonstration. Thousands of rallyers chanted death to America to voice their anger at what they call the US's meddling in their country. The protesters described the United States as, quote, Pakistan's biggest enemy. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked people mourning for an anti-regime protester killed last week. Troops used tear gas and hot water to disperse the people mourning 19-year-old Hussein al-Baghdadi, who died of burn wounds. Rallies are escalating in Bahrain to demand the fall of the Al Khalifa regime. In Yemen, explosions have rocked several polling stations only a day before the presidential election. The blasts happened in the southern cities of Aden and Mokalla. Yemen is to hold a presidential vote to replace embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh with his deputy, Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. Syria's president has accused some foreign countries of funding terrorist groups to destabilize his country. Bashar al-Assad says the same foreign countries are trying to block any political solution that would end the unrest. In a meeting with a top Russian parliamentarian, Assad thanked Moscow for its support. European finance ministers are to start a summit to determine if debt-ridden Greece is eligible for another bailout loan. The German finance minister says they need to make sure Athens will not exceed a debt level of 120% of its GDP by the year 2020. Iran says it will cut off oil exports to more European countries if they continue their hostile policies. Tehran has already announced a freeze on its oil sales to France and Britain. The oil ministry says it's ready to halt sales to Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, Greece, Italy and Portugal. Iranian armed forces have conducted a second day of military drills. The exercises by the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps are underway in the desert areas of the central province of Yazd. An IRGC commander says the operations are part of annual maneuvers staged to boost combat readiness. And in Turkey, pro-Kurdish lawmakers have staged a hunger strike to protest what they call mounting political and military operations. The co-chair of Peace and Democracy Party says thousands of people have been arrested for their political activities. She says the two-day strike is to support the resistance of those people.